Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Bouch Agri Service in Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber of Community is our Executive Director, Matt Wietrich, now joining us. So thank you very much, Matt, for coming on.
Good morning, Coltrane. Lovely to be here.
And of course, we've gotten to the time of the year where it's beginning to look like the holiday season, which certainly feels like it with being back down in the 30 degrees here. It's gotten quite chilly outside, but there's warm deals on the inside for our retail promotion.
Yes, lovely. Wow, you are a pro, Coltrane. Amen. Yes, there's going to be great promotions going on this weekend. Our Oh What Fun campaign is kicking off around downtown and other businesses in the Jefferson area. So come on downtown. You're going to see a lot of open house specials going on, some treats. It's going to really start to feel festive around our downtown district this weekend. Majority of the retail places are participating. There's going to be different specials going on. Like I said, there's going to be some Oh What Fun shopping bags to be had and some other Oh What Fun themed items. So a great opportunity for you to get out and do some local shopping, support these businesses that in turn support our community.
And then not to be outdone, we've got a awesome ribbon cutting coming up and a reminder for people on Sunday for a newly opened facility in town.
The Children's Center, which is something that we may have formerly known as the Early Learning Center, over there just to the south of the old middle school building, of course. And this is, it's exciting that we get to have this ribbon cutting and all the hard work that went into getting this here. But it is also important for folks to realize that having a nice facility like this is one of the top things that people visiting and considering moving to our community, they look at these things. Mm-hmm. Child care is a huge part. Housing is right up there, but child care is really close to the top. So this is pointing this out so folks realize what a great entity this is, and it is really a cause for celebration for our entire community. So this is at 2 o'clock, and this is happening on a Sunday because no kiddos are there. And so we can get a nice thorough tour. You can look around, see everything inside, and look what a beautiful place it is and all the decades of learning and care that will be going into that facility.
And if people can't make it on this weekend, you've got a subsequent Java and Juice that'll be happening this very next Friday over there.
Yeah, so it'll be our standard 9:30 Java and Juice, and we'll still be able to snoop around, but maybe not quite as thoroughly since we'll be kiddos there, but they'll be happy to have our Java and Juice there and some refreshments. But yeah, come bring any announcements that you or your organization or your place of business would like to share with other business owners or community members that are also welcome to come. But it's just a quick half hour or so. Pop in, check it out. And if you want to get a little more thorough look, if you can make it this Sunday, that's at 2 o'clock for the ribbon cutting and open house thereafter.
And then the Jefferson Rotary Auction, we're coming up onto that as well. I believe that is next weekend, but the online portion kind of kicks off before then. But again, just a reminder for folks of how big that event is.
Yeah, you know, the Rotary Auction is a fun annual event, a great excuse to dress up and go out with your better half on a date night, support great cause. The Rotary Club does a lot for the youth in our community and a lot of other things. They're involved in the Bellflower Parade. They help parking cars. You know, they do a lot of great stuff. It's a great reason to come out and have fun, support that great cause, and have a fun night.
And something that's really kind of cool is your second annual ECFRESIS.
Yeah.
Comes up later this month.
So this is going on Sunday the 20th, and it's happening at 2 o'clock, and it'll be at History Boy Theater Company, which is the back part of RVP 1875. So 10 artists and 10 poets are participating. And so, like you said, the second year going on, and it's a flip from last year. Last year, they asked artists to create something, whether it's a painting, a sculpture, whatever it may be. And then they had poets write poetry based on the art pieces. So this year, we had 10 poets, and then they asked 10 different artists to create a piece of art based on an assigned poem. And as one of those artists, I can tell you it is a challenge. It is a challenge. So I'm excited to see what everyone's looks like, and I'll be excited to be there and kind of talk through the process and how we digest art different ways, and really a unique event. You know, so it's another one. We have ekphrasis, we have Lyceum, we have these two funny words for that are kind of add some culture to our community, but they are fun and different things. So I certainly encourage you to come be a part of that. It's a free thing. Get to see and support art, be a part of something different. So yeah, the 20th at 2 o'clock at History Boy.
And I think there's an actual keynote speaker type thing too.
Yes. We have Iowa's Poet Laureate, Deborah Marquardt is going to be there. So that's a huge honor to get to have her be a part of this event and come to Jefferson. So very exciting. If you're into poetry at all, that should mean something extra to you. For the rest of us, yeah, that is, we recognize that is a big honor to have her come. So one more thing to kind of add to the legitimacy of the day.
And then obviously we don't want to forget this, kind of a second annual fundraiser, if you will, for the Greene County High School Band Department is Java and Jazz happens tomorrow.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Again, another date night opportunity, if you will, right? So we have the Iowa State Jazz Ensemble coming over to play with our high school band. And again, a fun thing. It's neat that these kids get to be a part of something a little bigger, see, you know, the opportunity of if they wanted to go on and do that when they go on to a higher education, but just something kind of fun to do and neat to have special guests in town like that. And I'm hoping to see more of that. We're talking about some other opportunities similar to that, especially with our Nueva Vida in Greene County, of bringing some other types of music in to play with our own high school band. So again, 7 o'clock out at the high school at the beautiful new Performing Arts Center.
And then finally here, we've got a few more details to get out about the Winter Festival Celebration of Trees that happens the first weekend of December.
Yes. So this crew has been meeting weekly and we've hammered out a lot of details. Give you a quick little rundown. Friday, December 2nd, it'll be open to the public from 4 to 7 p.m. Nick Foster will also be there doing hay rides at that same time. And then from 7 to 10 p.m., it's going to be adults-only time. Stay tuned for a little bit more of that. There's going to be some games and activities, some adult beverages if folks are interested, prizes, things like that. So that's Friday evening. Saturday going on 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that'll be an all-day thing. We'll have Mr. and Mrs. Claus there Friday evening, and we are pretty sure Santa will be there Saturday at some point. Okay. Santa's got a busy morning. There's breakfast with Santa going on at the rec center that morning as well. So Santa's busy, but we're going to try and bring him around to the Winter Festival as well. There are going to be kids crafts and activities going on through the entirety of the event as well. We still have some room for trees, but it is filling up quickly.
Okay.
We have an online form you can fill out. Pretty simple. If you don't get our weekly news blast, I highly encourage you to do that. That's a great way to see all the Coltrane and I talk about here, plus more things that we can't fit in our time here. It's too bad we don't just get, you know, an hour Coltrane. There's plenty going on there, and those are great ways to find the links. For example, if you want a hard copy of the form, you can certainly pop into our Welcome Center office and see that or grab that. We're in the, I think, upper 30s already for registered trees. And we're thinking mid to upper 40s for space as far as how many trees we have. Okay. So it's going to be a nice, full, fun, warm event. We've got live music scheduled to be there too, different local musicians. Yeah, it's going to be a neat event.
And that was Matt Wietrich, the Executive Director of Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber of Community, joining us on today's Let's Talk Greene County program, brought to you by Fouch AgriService on Main Street and Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.